Dancy Lagarde fans, you will be thrilled to know a book is coming out if you fund it. Via Unbound, we are publishing The Dancy Lagarde Reader by Alice Fraser and Dancy Lagarde, a glorious insight into the world of Dancy Lagarde, self-published romance maven and online bestseller. If you would like to find out how to support it, go to thebuglepodcast.com. If we get enough support, we will publish the book. That's a real thing that's going to happen. Thebuglepodcast.com to support The Dancy Lagarde Reader.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marked the 13th of July of the year 2020, and on this day in history, in 1871, the world's first championship cat show occurred in Crystal Palace in 1871. It was a competition to find the sexiest cat. Which cat is the sexiest? Unfortunately, it was called off due to an anti-cat terrorist bomb explosion in the basement that led directly to the saying, "It's raining hot cats." And today marks the 10-year anniversary of the establishment of the for-profit prison colony on Mars by a conglomerate of billionaires. The for-profit prison colony on Mars is the source of many excellent pieces of popular culture, including the Oscar-winning film Men Stabbing Each Other on Mars and the long-running sitcom Unlikely-Looking People Smooch and Betray Each Other on Mars. Your guest today on the podcast is one of our returning favourites, Flapjack Lumberjack, Alison Spittle. How are you doing, Alison?
Great, Alice. I will avenge my family. That's all I'll say on the matter.
Well, coming up today, Alison will be bringing you your top story, which is a holiday destinations update. But first, some headlines of stories that we won't have time for. And in the news today, Boris Johnson is facing criticism from his cabinet for doing his job while balancing the exigencies of a new baby and his slow but seemingly inevitable transformation into a dragon. Alison Spittle, how do you feel about the whole dragon situation?
Well, I just don't trust dragons altogether. I think they're in a weird society. I mean, they all go to the same school. They all hire each other. And just not into dragons at all.
No, I'm not a fan, although I was surprised to see it sort of having a good impact on policy when Boris Johnson demanded that all statues that were being torn down be piled up outside 10 Downing Street to add to his hoard, which was not what I expected from her.
No, but it is quite beautiful. There's nothing nicer than seeing Cecil Rhodes' face slightly charred.
Meanwhile, elsewhere in the UK, a news crisis. With many people becoming bored of coronavirus coverage, the alternatives seem only to be systemic racism coverage or back to no-deal Brexit debates. And the people of the United Kingdom are crying out for something novel enough to be in the news that ideally isn't a polarising disaster. Any hopes for that, Alison?
Well, I'm releasing a new virus, one that's not as serious as the other viruses that have come before, but a kind of virus where you feel slightly nauseous and you have to go to bed for about 10 minutes, but then you're fully recovered. And I'm going to sweep that for the nation. It'll be beautiful.
That's my Wednesday afternoon. Meanwhile, online debates about cancel culture continue to run rife, with people in lockdown having little else to do. The progress of the debate, if indeed progress is the aim of a debate, seems to have stalled at the outset, with no consensus across lines on what cancel culture is, might or should be by any of the participants. Everyone seems pretty sure that someone's the bad guy, though, and surely that's what we all want in this world, a bad guy. That's all the time we have for the headlines that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because you're really just a flesh-wadded skeleton being puppeted by organic ropes until you've bought enough stuff to constitute an identity. Are you a gobbling red-faced socialite at a party who has just recently depressed the pretensions of someone who you've suddenly been brought to realise is quite important? Have you just been told that someone is actually your long-lost brother, or is pregnant, or both? Sometimes you need to express utter astonishment with the well-established comic reaction of a spit take. In the absence of a mouthful of saliva, which is difficult to carry around, you'll want to have access to half a glass of water. Spraying water out of your mouth onto the table or person you're talking to is the most hygienic method of the spit take, approved by the Comedy Council. Half a glass of water, spoken by Alice Fraser for the She Said What Foundation of Comedy Science. Half a glass of water will not displace a discussion of your feelings and cannot be reused after the first spit take. Please ensure your water is at a reasonable temperature to ensure effective comic timing. If it's too hot, it just dribbles straight out of your mouth again. And a new novel is out by self-published romance maven and online bestseller Dancy Lagarde. The third in Dancy's Blood, Sex and Cattle series of prairie romances, it is set in the Anne of Green Gables / rancher period of history during America's golden age that never existed. A Cowboy Called Home is the passionate tale of two hearts, one home, and 1,300 head of cattle. Tex is an embittered cowboy returning to his family ranch to claim his birthright, only to find it occupied already with the last woman he wants to see. Delilah has been living on Paradise Ranch for 5 years, her retreat from the world that betrayed her when her sister was kidnapped by a mustachioed villain and last seen tied to a set of train tracks outside Little Town, Oklahoma. Delilah used her trust fund money to buy Paradise Ranch because it was the site of her youthful summer romance with the son of a handsome black rancher. Although her burgeoning teen romance was cut short by her strict and racist father, she remembers Paradise fondly, but she is haunted by the memories of her sister, her inability to run a ranch, and the legendary Paradise Ghost. When Tex appears, she immediately offers him a job, even though she wants to offer him her heart. Tex assumes Delilah could never love him, even though she already did, and is constantly watching him bathe in the pond and demanding that he hold her at night after ghost incidents. Tex and Delilah must work together closely despite their troubled past and the tensions caused by the racist locals. Together they must muster the cattle, lay to rest the ghosts of the ranch, save Delilah's miraculously still alive but villainously traumatized sister who was the one pretending to be the ghost, and soften the hearts of the racist townfolk who assume they're having sex even though they're not having sex until one day they cannot fight the passion rising between them and they have sex. They succumb to their long-lost love in some long grass. You would think this would resolve the narrative, but that's only the first 6 chapters. Dancy's epic romance of non-specific American history is a page-turning thrill ride of lust, longing, and cattle-herding logistics that will change your mind about something, probably. Read it to find out what. The Times called A Cowboy Called Home deeply historically ambiguous, and The Guardian said, "We're not sure if cows can do that." A Cowboy Called Home, available now in all feedlots and hay bales.
I must say, I don't think I'd read the first 6 chapters, so I think I've definitely got the gist of what happened.
Oh, so many twists and turns, so much sex in hay. Spiky.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And that's your ad section for today.
The Last Post.
Your top story today, holiday destinations update with Flapjack, Lumberjack, Alison Spittle. Tell us what's happening in the world of holiday destinations right now.
Well, you know that it's very hard to physically travel because of reasons. So I've come up with holiday destinations for the mind, and I'm very, very excited. Our first location is your father's memories, okay? This is an all-inclusive 7-day stay in your father's memories, right? And I mean a good kind of all-inclusive as well. I mean, it's not just one restaurant. These are 8 buffets that you're being offered at this all-inclusive stay in your father's memories. You get a guided tour from your father's childhood hero, Sir Tony Hadley. Although he did, times are hard because he didn't write the songs, Alice. He didn't write the songs, so he can't live off the royalties. But he cannot be denied as a front man, as my dad says. So yeah, you'll be brought on a magical tour, a guided tour to the place where your dad was first tested as a man. When someone called him a girl in school and he didn't reply with violence. So those are the amazing memories that you could see from your father's memories. It's a great stay. Very fun, very fun. And also may help you understand your father a bit more.
Ah, that's what you always want.
I know, isn't it? Like, I do like a holiday. I like a breakaway, but I also like to understand my father a bit more before he dies, you know?
My dad has a great story about how when he was hitchhiking, he got a ride from someone who was probably a serial killer.
No way. Oh, my gosh. What? That's... Okay, I think that's a better anecdote than any of my dad has, which is probably he went to a football match and punched someone. Like, that would be my dad's memories. So you got a lift off of a serial killer.
Oh yeah, I'll tell you the story another time. Although, or you might want to sign up to this tour. I mean, can we have tours of other people's dad's memories?
I'm going, look, if I can get a one-way ticket into your dad's head, I would, Alice. This is amazing. You're really selling him. Whose dad would you like to visit? Yeah, it's not exclusive to just children of their fathers. It's any person can go to any dad's head, nice. Which is very exciting. But yeah, it's a great place. You can go for a mini break as well with a couple. A couple can go to your dad's memories as well. And have a romantic weekend away. There's also a cruise liner as well where you go into your dad's memories of cruising, which can be really eye-opening. Really eye-opening. The 80s were a hedonistic time, Alice. A hedonistic time.
Well, thank you so much, Alison Spittle. That's all the time we have for our top story, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and co-host, that's you today,
Alice.
That's
me!
Whilst attending a virtual conference presentation about how students are coping with the switch to online learning, the presenter described the fact that students may not always have their full concentration on recorded lectures. She began a sentence, "Students watch lectures whilst also..." I have no idea how the sentence finished because my brain auto-filled "having sex." I think I may have been listening to too many Dancy Lagarde novel synopses. What should I do, Michael? Thank you for your letter, Michael. That's a really stupid question. I don't know how your brain works. Maybe the answer is to listen to more Dancy Lagarde novel synopses until you get sick of it.
Absolutely.
Do you have any advice for Michael?
I think Michael should consensually shag someone in a hayfield. It's like when your parents catch you smoking. And they give you a whole packet of cigarettes and are like, smoke all of this. You just have to really live the lifestyle of a Dancy Lagarde novel.
Thank you for your stupid letter, Michael. Remember, you too can send a stupid letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. Subscribe to get a new version of this podcast every day, or go to the feed to see all the old versions stretching back in time like a memorial to impermanence. For more brilliant Alison Spittle Flapjack Lumberjack work, you can go back to episode 156 or 153, where she did a brilliant job. Alison, thank you for coming on the podcast today. Oh, do you have anything to plug?
I gotta plug my coffee account because I think comedy's not coming back for a while. Yeah! just did it in a song for you there. A really happy jingle.
I respect when someone brings their own jingle to the party.
Look, if you're looking for a bit of money, you got to do a jingle. Jingle for that jangle. That's what I say. Please give me money. There you go. You don't have to give me money. I'm on social media and stuff like that. Sorry to go straight into that. That's a bit weird. Check if you see if you like my stuff and then assess whether you'd like to give me money or not.
No, just give her money. And then if you don't like her stuff, ask for a refund.
Yeah, do. Get Anne Robinson on my ass.
Thank you for coming today. The Last Post is a Something Else Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life. I do a Instagram live 3 times a week at 11:30 a.m. British time. That's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 11:30 a.m. or 8:30 p.m. Australian time. If you're anywhere else in the world, figure it out. I'm also doing a live show on Next Up on the 23rd of July, and I have no idea what that will be. Thank you for listening today. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His adoring and bedazzled subordinate producers are Harriet Wells and Ped Hunter. As they and we always say, good luck to you, Christopher, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.